Hello, everybody.
WMMR, Philadelphia.
Housekeeping.
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping.
You come back in an hour.
Housekeeping, you want towels?
More towels. Need sleepy.
Housekeeping, you want mint for pillow?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God.
You're listening to Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
If we don't destroy them, they'll take over the town. Maybe the world.
With Preston Elliott and Steve Morrison.
You are a couple of freaks.
Plus,
Casey Boy, Kathy Romano, Nick McElwain, and Marissa, who always gives 110%. And now, Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
What's going on? And welcome as we rise to another day. And a Thursday is what it would be. Preston and Steve radio program. Welcome, my friends. Action News Weather, 6ABC.com. Wireless calling for a chance of thunderstorms. Maybe this afternoon, maybe severe. High is going to be about 92, and it will bring some muggy weather along with it, too. That is pretty much what we have tomorrow as well. High 92. Same thing on Saturday. Chance of rain. Maybe a thunderstorm. High of about 88. So we got a front coming through, and also it's going to be humid to boot. We'll get to the news in a moment. Kathy, what's on the way?
An overturned tractor trailer has 26th Street closed. City Council in Ocean City is expected to vote on a beach curfew, and the stolen food bank trucks were found. More coming up.
All right, cool. We do have some guests in studio this morning. I will tell you about shortly. Stuff to give away. Party tonight. Things to do. Got music from Cedar. This is Rise Above This on MMR.
And now, Preston and Steve's news updates.
We're just getting right into it. Actually, I was supposed to hit this button first. There we go.
That was a little preview, Preston.
You know, just to sell it a little bit.
Makes it more exciting when we actually get to it.
Well, music from Cedar on MMR. It's about 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. And a Thursday morning. Don't forget about the Bud Light Party Cruise. We'll enable the new word in a little while, but you'll need to text in the word cruise. Get the word for today, 16 altogether, and then we give away that trip. We have the details, WMMR.com. If you would like to take a look and be a part of that, that'd be great. Our Painfully Single Mixer is tonight. Yes, we'll do some last-minute invites today. And also have information on one of our yearly features that you'll be excited about. Give you the date and all that stuff in just a little bit. But let's see if we got any traffic problems this morning. Kathy, what's going on?
26th Steeler, and that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
It's 26th of June. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, when their turn comes up at number 16, the Sixers have about $11 million to play with under the salary cap and can negotiate with a higher caliber free agent in the hopes of finding a big man with the ability to score in the low post. In Wimbledon, number one ranked Roger Federer of Switzerland beat Sweden's Robin Söderling in straight sets.
Sure.
Third-seeded Novak Djokovic lost to Russian Murat Safin. Djokovic was a potential threat.
Just use Klingon names. We wouldn't know.
Federer's bid for a sixth consecutive Wimbledon title. Yeah, and that's what I have for you this morning.
All right. Thank you very much, Kathy. Casey, you sneezed about 8 or 10 times during that break right there. You got the allergy thing?
I was like snorting pepper this morning or something. I have no. I don't know. I did do the neti pot for the first time the other day.
Did you really?
I did. How did it feel? It was actually really good. I went for a jog, and my wife was talking about it with her friend and about how much it clears you up, and I was like, all right, I need to clear myself up. I went for a jog, but right before I did that, I neti potted it. And then what was funny is about an hour after the jog, I was in my shed, and I bent over to pick something up, and like all this water came gushing out
really?
Of my nose.
Yeah. Like,
you're not supposed to pour it into your brain.
I know. Apparently not, but I was like, hey, there you are.
Yeah. I wonder why it didn't come out the other nostril.
Do you have allergy problems, Case?
Apparently so, I guess. I don't know. Is there like a lot of pollen out or something?
Well, you know what? They said, I actually heard the other day that it's kind of like wrapping up, and it's supposed
really?
To be better. Now is a better time for allergy sufferers.
Okay, because I was just looking in some of the cars in the parking lot the other day, and they had that kind of yellowish, dusty look on them. So if it's lower, then that's a good thing, I guess. But
I just don't pay attention to what makes me feel the way I feel. You know what I mean? Like, what? If I got like an upset stomach, or I'm like, you know, I got to go to the bathroom a lot or something, I never think, well, what did I have
cause and effect
last night? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's food, or it might be, you know, medications. Oh, by the way, you remember I told you the other day, ibuprofen, it makes me break out and stuff. So I decided, somebody emailed in and recommend that I try Aleve.
Same goddamn
thing. Really?
Yes.
Really? So it's some active ingredient in all of those things that makes you react.
I talked to my...
You got to use the sphincter pot.
I talked... I assume that's rectally?
Yes, yeah.
Flush it out.
The trick is getting someone to pour it for you.
Now, I talked to my former doctor, who's a friend of mine, and he had said, well, you might have a basic allergy to, and then he said some word I don't understand.
Stuff.
He basically said, just use aspirin, all right?
Oh, wow.
And then he told you some wonderful news. You're pregnant.
Hey!
Yeah.
Dude. Not until my 12th week. I didn't want to say anything. You never know.
I tipped your hat. I'm sorry.
That's the second time you've done that.
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus.